From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. For years now, the Nampa Bicycle Project has been giving back to the community, providing refurbished bicycles to those in need in order to do some good, which is a mission that American Legion Post 201, located inside the Idaho Department of Corrections, was eager to get behind. So joining us now to talk more about this project are Loretta Shandor, she is the director of the Nampa Bicycle Project, and Mark Person, vice commander of American Legion District 3. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
So, Loretta, let me start with you. For folks who may not be familiar with the Nampa Bicycle Project, can you tell us a little bit about your nonprofit and how it got started?
Yeah, we started in 2019. We worked for about 4 years out of a shop in downtown Nampa. We refurbished bicycles that were donated, and we have been giving them back to people in the community who need them for either transportation or their families' recreation. People that maybe can't afford a bike.
So, Mark, tell us a little bit about American Legion 201, this program.
Yeah, so it was established, I believe, in 2017. We took the veterans on the inside, and we actually pulled them together into the American Legion, nationally recognized American Legion Post, and just tried to give veterans on the inside some purpose. Mm.
And Mark, how many veterans are helping to refurbish these bicycles?
So we've got 23 veterans and approximately 20 sons of the American Legion that have, fathers, grandfathers that served.
Oh, okay. And where do the bicycles that you help refurbish come from? And Loretta, maybe you can answer that question.
Yeah. They have limited ability, of course, in the prison to access resources. And so when we had to close our shop in 22, we wanted to make sure that the equipment and resources that we had would continue to do some good. And so at that point, we connected with Mark. Mark said, we need bikes to work on. We have all these guys in prison and we need materials and resources and stuff. So we connected with Mark. We gave Mark everything that was waiting to be refurbished. And we have continued to do that. And it's been a great partnership because without a shop, we don't have a way for volunteers to come in and work on bikes currently. And so Mark's guys have been able to take care of that part of it for us. And so we continue to raise funds and provide Mark's guys at IDOC with the supplies and the resources and the parts and the tools.
So, Mark, what have the guys, the inmates who were involved in this project, what are they saying about being a part of this program and being able to give back like this?
This is it's huge for them. It's a sense of service. That's why they joined the service in the beginning, was to, for a purpose and, serving the community. So this gives them something to, come back to and their sense of purpose and service to the community and a way to hope, I think is the big word.
And Loretta, how many bicycles have you been able to give back to the community? A rough number if you have one.
Well, since we've started partnering with Mark, I think it's been, what do you think, Mark, 100 or so?
And about 100 so far. I think this year, late fall, and this year, over 100 bikes.
Yeah. And what we do is we take those and we distribute them to families in the Nampa School District through the Family Resource Centers of the Nampa School District. So we've connected with those resource center coordinators, and Mark will show up with a trailer load of bikes. We put them in the resource center. For example, this week we'll be giving away about 50 or so bikes to families at the Central Elementary School end of the year fair.
I'm curious from both of you, what's it like to see these kiddos get these bicycles?
Well, it's great. We are struggling and we really appreciate you contacting us because the guys in the prison don't always get to see the end result, of course, because of where they are. And so we are trying our hardest right now to close that loop for them. And we know what a joy it is to see a kid with a great big grin say, wow, this is my first bike. This is awesome. but they don't get that feedback. And so we're hoping they'll hear this this report today and be able to tune in and hear that. We also try to take photos and route them back to Mark and say, pass along these good feelings.
Yeah. And Mark, what's that like for you and your team, right? When you can share those pictures and the team can see the reactions.
You know, it's pretty amazing. The guys take a lot of pride in what they do. And if you could see the bikes when we get them, that they literally are, a lot of them are just pulled out of the trash. And these guys take such pride in like say, turning garbage into gold. They are beautiful, almost like new, you know, some of them are brand new bikes. I mean, they just really, they look really great. But then to be able to see where these, this gold goes to, right? And to be able to see, you know, the joy in the kids' faces, and I think is everything. It's a huge deal, and it really helps the guys, you know, like I said, find some purpose.
And Loretta, or I'm assuming you're always looking for bicycles to refurbish. So how can people get involved? And do you need you know, finances? Do you need bicycles? What how can people help?
Yeah. That is a little bit of a challenge for us right now. We really appreciate and want to give a shout out to Valley Regional Transit, Treasure Valley Transit, because they have given us space at their Happy Day Transit Center for storage. And so that's the way we're able to do this. The tricky part of it is that storage unit is not staffed all hours of the day. And so people are contacting me wanting to know how to drop off bikes. And there really isn't a way to drop them off. And we don't have the volunteers to pick them up right now. But people can really, really help us by going to our Amazon wish list and buying off our gift registry, buying things there that can help the guys, give them the handlebar grips, the seats, the things that need to be replaced on those bikes. We have a website, bikenampa.org. If you could go there and donate, we take that money again and buy the supplies, the grease, the things that they need. So that's the main way people can help us right now. We are also partnering with Republic Services. There's just so many people involved in this. It's really cool. Republic Services takes bikes out of the trash. The Ada County Landfill is taking bikes out of the trash, and they are routing them to us. So in a way, I guess if people throw a bike in the trash, it really will end up in our hands, and we will make sure it doesn't wind up in the landfill.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for coming in and talking to us about this program. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
It's been our pleasure. We've been talking with Loretta Shandorf, director of the Nampa Bicycle Project, and Mark Person, vice commander of American Legion District 3, about the Nampa Bicycle Project. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.